And joining us this morning is Lucy Purpich. She is with the Violence Prevention Center here in Cook County. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
And we've been doing some interviews this month as a part of Child Abuse Prevention Month. Now, you have got several interesting programs up at ISD 166. Let's start with Safe Dates. This is for 9th and 10th graders.
Yeah, Safe Dates was a great program that I was really happy that the school allowed me to come in and do. They've allowed the Violence Prevention Center to come in for about 4 years now. We use a curriculum that we purchased from a company called Hazleton, which specializes in these types of programs. So what we did is I went in and I had a great sub who was in Pam Taylor's health class, and she was really excellent. And we talked about safe dating, we talked about sexual assault at length, and we talked about how to protect yourself and how to look out for signs if your friends are in an abusive relationship, because statistically it's about like 80% of teens are in abusive relationships, either physically or emotionally, and at some time in their life they are in or witnessing some type of, I mean, that statistic is astronomical. It's like 99.9% of people know somebody who was in or is in an abusive relationship. So, well, I wasn't just coming in there just because I thought it'd be a great thing to talk about. I was coming in because they asked me to, because this is a serious issue and this is really relevant. The kids were really responsive. We did a pre-test and a post-test. That was the first time we had ever done that. So gauging what they knew and what they had learned from that was really instrumental. And the biggest thing that came out in the pre-test that was the most shocking was that about 99% of them thought that violence was uncontrollable, that if you hit somebody, it wasn't your fault because you just couldn't control yourself. And then in the post-test, that almost all of them had changed their minds or had learned that that is not the case. Mm-hmm. So that was really, really remarkable. And the school has been so supportive. ISD 166 has been so supportive about us coming in to do these types of programs, which is good.
Well, you also work with a real volatile group, age-wise, middle school girls. about self-esteem and friendships, and this is a pretty critical age.
It is. That was a 9-week program, and we were I worked with, in conjunction with Jade Waltman from HDC, who works in the school, and we did a 9-week girls group. And after my first girls group, I called my mom and apologized because
whatever I did to you,
I'm so sorry. But yeah, but they ended up being amazing. They were really, really good. It's a really, really neat age. It's a really difficult age. So you add the risk of dating and of sexual assault and self-esteem right on top of it. I think that it's a really, really monumental age for to go through what you're going through.
Well, it's also a kind of a key age for bullying, is it not?
Yeah. Bullies, I think, kind of come out of the woodwork more in middle school. I think in elementary school, we're a little bit more lenient, thinking kids are just figuring out their boundaries. Middle school is when I feel like the separation begins between the kids that are going to be picked on, the kids that are not going to be picked on, and then the ones that are doing the picking. So we had about 40 girls starting out for over 3 grades, which was really good, and then it kind of tapered off to about 20. It's a big time commitment. It's a big time commitment for the school. They're taken out of class, they're taken out of 6th and 7th period, which is sometimes is a study hall, but sometimes it's banned. So having the school recognize that this is something that we need to do as a school and that we're actually taking class time to address these issues is, I think, makes a really big statement.
Well, you also work with elementary school girls about things like friendships but conflict resolution? How do you do that with young kids?
Yeah, absolutely. We were invited to Great Expectations to come and do a girls group for elementary age for 3rd and 4th grade, and we kind of looked at it like, yeah, I think that would be really great, because it seemed like 7th and 8th grade for a middle school girls group was having a harder time, I think, accepting our ideas and accepting the things that we were talking about. I think that they had kind of tapered off in their maybe ideas of how things were going to go. So we decided to try to go a little bit younger, and I think that it is really successful. It's ongoing. These girls, actually, the youth in conflict management was interesting. I thought stress management. Third and fourth graders, we spend a lot of time talking about stress management.
Really?
I don't remember being stressed in third and fourth grade, but I don't remember a lot.
Third and fourth grade. What do you mean?
So we talk about stress management and conflict resolution, and the truth is that, you know, they're stressed. They're girls, and they have been together since kindergarten, and they're excellent. But when the difference between going from 6th, 7th, and 8th grade is that there's a lot more conversing. There's a lot more share your ideas, share how you feel about this, let's talk about this. When you go younger, I think that they learn through activities. So when we're doing the activities, that's how we are doing conflict resolution, conflict management. We'll play games that have those themes. We play games that highlight somebody's uniqueness, help them embrace themselves. We play games that help with the stress management. How would you do this? We do it all through activities. So that's actually really fun because mm-hmm. you're constantly moving and there's a lot of energy and that works out really well as opposed to middle school where it's more verbal. The results of the groups are amazing. It seems like the girls are actually learning more and they're participating more. But what we have to realize, or what I have to realize, is that I'm only with them once a week for 8 weeks. I see them 8 times in a year. That's not a lot of time. So this really has to be carried out and it has to be reinforced at home.
Sounds like maybe something in the future would involve both the kids and their parents.
That would be amazing. Yeah. Well, you and I should get together.
Yeah, right. So I just need one more thing, and so do you. Lucy Perpich is with the Violence Prevention Center. Thank you for stopping by, and keep in touch on this, because this is really important when we're dealing with young people like that. Thank you very much for doing that.
Thank you so much.